I was going through the question. What is the recording? You're like something on the water and doing that shit.
I'm not fucking
showing you that this shit worked. That's the class. You ready? Welcome to Black Talk, where we talk about the racial inequalities between blacks and Latinos that have been prevalent ever since the formation of our country. From the unjust criminal justice system to the selective jobs system, there are many examples of institutional racism still in our modern day society. First up to talk about them is Malcolm Matthews with Racism in the Workplace.
Institutional racism is deeply ingrained in the corporate culture of the workplace. In the workplace, black college graduates are twice as likely as whites to struggle to find jobs. The jobless rate for blacks has been double that of whites for decades. A study even found that people with black-sounding names had to send out 50% more job applications than people with white-sounding names just to get a call back. And it gets worse. The higher up the pay scale you go, for every $10,000 increase in pay, blacks' percentage of holding that job falls by 7% compared to whites. The disparities exist in our neighborhoods and communities. About 73% of whites own homes compared to just 43% of blacks. The gap between median household income for whites, about $91,000, compared to blacks, about $7,000, is staggering. And that gap has tripled in just the past 25 years. The median net worth of white families is about $265,000, while it was just $28,500 for blacks. In Fried Green Tomatoes, we see that even during the Great Depression, when everyone was poor, blacks struggled even more to keep or find a job more than... Hold on, can you pause that? In Fried Green Tomatoes, we see that even during the Great Depression, when everyone was poor, blacks struggled even more to keep or find a job more than ever. This just goes to show that in any time, minorities will struggle still more than whites, not a samaje with the integration of racism in schools.
Building off Kai, institutional racism in schools is one of the biggest unspoken issues in the country today. Over 60 years ago, Brown versus the Board of Education ruled that racial segregation of schools was unconstitutional. Today, it is much more subtle, such as teachers or counselors persuading students of color or Latinos to pursue a career not involving higher level education. As this was the case for Alejandra, a daughter of two immigrants, who when it came time to speak about her plans to go to college with her school counselor, did not encourage her to seek a higher level education, such as a university. This topic is also seen in many different ways, such as in the novel Fried Green Tomatoes. When paying close attention to what the characters of color do for a living, we see a common trend, such as how there are no people of color in higher positions of authority, but plenty are working in jobs that require very low or even no form of education whatsoever. In 2014, a demographic trend showed us that for the first time in segregated school history, the percentage of minorities enrolled has exceeded that of white students. So why haven't we seen more wealthy and educated minority figures in today's society? Well, that's because there are still numerous obstacles blacks and Latinos must evade. One of many is the role of the criminal justice system, which Azam talks about next.
Michael Brown was killed. Many Americans started focusing on the unfair treatment towards African Americans. An outstanding number of them have been killed since his death. They are more likely to get arrested and shot by cops. They are also more likely to have their cars searched. Overall, they are discriminated against, and most African Americans have experienced it at least once throughout their life. In the novel Fried Green Tomatoes, we read that during the trial of Big George and E.G., there is no way a black man will get off the accusations because of his skin color. Today, for every 100,000 black men in America, about 44,000 are put behind bars within their lifetime. Even with the abolishing of Jim Crow laws, we see that black men are still more likely to be incarcerated because of their color. Welcome to Black Talk, where we talk about the racial inequalities between blacks and Latinos that have been prevalent ever since the formation of our country. From the unjust criminal justice system to the selective jobs system, there are many examples of institutional racism still in our modern day society. First up to talk about them is Malcolm Matthews with Racism in the Workplace.
Institutional racism is deeply ingrained in the corporate culture of the workplace. In the workplace, black college graduates are twice as likely as whites to struggle to find jobs. The jobless rate for blacks has been double that of whites for decades. A study even found that people with black-sounding names had to send out 50% more job applications than people with white-sounding names just to get a call back. And it gets worse. The higher up the pay scale you go, for every $10,000 increase in pay, blacks' percentage of holding that job falls by 7% compared to whites. The disparities exist in our neighborhoods and communities. about 73% of whites own homes compared to just 43% of blacks. The gap between median household income for whites, about $91,000, compared to blacks, about $7,000, is staggering. And that gap has tripled in just the past 25 years. The median net worth of white families is about $265,000, while it was just $28,500 for blacks. In Fried Green Tomatoes, we see that even during the Great Depression, when everyone was poor, blacks struggled even more to keep or find a job more than... Hold on, can you pause that? In Fried Green Tomatoes, we see that even during the Great Depression, when everyone was poor, blacks struggled even more to keep or find a job more than ever. This just goes to show that in any time, minorities will struggle still more than whites, not a samaje with the integration of racism in schools.
Building off Kai, institutional racism in schools is one of the biggest unspoken issues in the country today. Over 60 years ago, Brown versus the Board of Education ruled that racial segregation of schools was unconstitutional. Today, it is much more subtle, such as teachers or counselors persuading students of color or Latinos to pursue a career not involving higher level education. As this was the case for Alejandra, a daughter of two immigrants, who when it came time to speak about her plans to go to college with her school counselor, did not encourage her to seek a higher level education, such as a university. This topic is also seen in many different ways, such as in the novel Fried Green Tomatoes. When paying close attention to what the characters of color do for a living, we see a common trend, such as how there are no people of color in higher positions of authority, but plenty are working in jobs that require very low or even no form of education whatsoever. In 2014, a demographic trend showed us that for the first time in segregated school history, the percentage of minorities enrolled has exceeded that of white students. So why haven't we seen more wealthy and educated minority figures in today's society? Well, that's because there are still numerous obstacles blacks and Latinos must evade. One of many is the role of the criminal justice system, which Azam talks about next.
Michael Brown was killed. Many Americans started focusing on the unfair treatment towards African Americans. An outstanding number of them have been killed since his death. They are more likely to get arrested and shot by cops. They are also more likely to have their cars searched. Overall, they are discriminated against, and most African Americans have experienced it at least once throughout their life. In the novel Fried Green Tomatoes, we read that during the trial of Big George and E.G., there is no way a black man will get off the accusations because of his skin color. Today, for every 100,000 black men in America, about 44,000 are put behind bars within their lifetime. Even with the abolishing of Jim Crow laws, we see that black men are still more likely to be incarcerated because of their color.